For a second consecutive weekend, Black Hawk Down was the number one movie at the box office, grossing more than $18 million.
6-1 is going down. He's hit. He is hit.
Ridley Scott based his movie on Mark Bowden's book of the same title, which also is number one on the New York Times paperback nonfiction bestseller list. It's the story of what happened in Somalia 8 years ago during a U.S. military raid over Mogadishu. After the incident, the Clinton administration quickly ended the U.S. role of backing up U.N. peacekeepers in Somalia. But with the current war on terrorism, U.S. forces could again be deployed in Somalia. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
Mogadishu was and is a dangerous place, lawless, an alleged haven for terrorists, once said to have more guns per capita than any other city on Earth. The raid described in Black Hawk Down was meant to capture a couple of aides to a Somali warlord, but then two U.S. Army helicopters were shot down. In researching the battle that followed, former Philadelphia Inquirer writer Mark Bowden got to know the men who are the protagonists of his story, Army Rangers and especially Delta Force Commandos. Today, he says, they are perfectly prepared to return to Mogadishu.
I think that they're very willing to do it. They don't have any misgivings about it. They felt that they handled themselves really well when they were there the last time. And given that any mission that we would conduct in Somalia today would be far more limited in scope, basically targeting something and hitting it and getting out, as opposed to trying to enforce a peace or arrest a warlord or wipe out his organization, I think that, you know, it seems to be a lot more direct, and there certainly is a whole lot more public and political support.
What would the soldiers of Delta Force and the Rangers as well see as the lessons of the Battle of Mogadishu that they might apply to today?
Well, I think the soldiers themselves, you know, have learned a lot of lessons just because it was the first sustained combat that American soldiers have been involved in like this in a generation or two. So everything from the importance of keeping your armor plates and your body armor, or wearing Kevlar helmets, taking enough water, taking enough ammunition, to more sophisticated tactical considerations. But I think, above all, the soldiers see the mistakes as having been primarily large-scale political mistakes. And most importantly, from their perspective, the decision of the Clinton administration not to allow them to use the AC-130 gunship, which they had requested when they went to Somalia. And if they'd had it in 1993, I doubt there would have been a battle.
They were taking a lot of fire from rooftops and buildings. Simply that kind of weapon base might have made a difference.
It would have made a big difference, because the Battle of Mogadishu that I wrote about in Black Hawk Down happened because the Somalis were able to shoot down a Black Hawk helicopter. And the only reason the Black Hawk helicopters were flying low and slow over Mogadishu that day was because it was the only aerial weapons system available to them, because their request for the AC-130 gunship, which is in fact a fixed-wing aircraft which flies as high as 10,000 feet, which they could not have possibly hit it from the ground, I think it, you know, would have certainly eliminated the possibility of a Black Hawk being shot down, and it would have provided such a superior level of firepower from above that it would have dissuaded, I think, the kind of attacks that were launched on them.
A week ago on this program, a former prime minister of Somalia said that he had some concern that people seeing Black Hawk Down, and perhaps he meant reading Black Hawk Down as well, would come away with this idea that Somalia is ungovernable, anarchic, and unsolvable, that there essentially is nothing to be done there.
Yeah, well, I hope people don't reach that conclusion, but certainly when I visited Somalia in 1997, I was struck by the plight of your average Somali, and in particular intellectuals in that, and there are many well-educated, very sophisticated Somalis in Mogadishu where I was, because they're basically trapped in a country that's in the grip of these violent warlords who have effectively thwarted any effort to create a civil society there. So they're left to live in a place where armed gunmen patrol the streets doing pretty much what they will. There's no laws, there's no schools, there's no courts, there's no government. It's a terrible situation. And, you know, I think that the world as it's depicted in the film and the book is unfortunately accurate.
What are the lessons from the Battle of Mogadishu that you think one could apply not to Somalia today, but to the war on terrorism that the Bush administration is promulgating around the world, but most especially in Afghanistan?
I think probably the biggest overarching lesson to be learned is that we can't expect to accomplish our goals militarily around the world without facing up to the likelihood that American soldiers can get killed. If we don't face up to that at the outset, then when we see pictures of American soldiers either captive or killed, we run the risk of having the public response and the political response being one of panicked outrage, which is, I think, pretty well defines the response to what happened in Mogadishu. And I think we owe it both to our country, to our goals when we do things like this, and particularly to the soldiers who we ask to carry out these missions, to understand the level of danger and difficulty before we commit them. And when we do, stand prepared to back it up until they're able to successfully complete it. Because if we continue to fold up our tents and leave town when a few American soldiers get killed, it just further fuels this idea that political goals can be accomplished by killing Americans.
But we live today in a world where we in the news media report when an American soldier is injured on a field of battle, perhaps not injured very badly. That is, they're injured and they return to duty in the same day.
Well, I think that we're very lucky to live in a world where something like that is newsworthy, and I hope that continues. But I think it's unrealistic to assume that sending soldiers into combat is not going to get them killed. Certainly since September 11th, you would not have a hard time convincing most Americans that the need for military action is essential in order to preserve our national defense. In the case of Somalia, there was no national interest at stake. Our national defense wasn't threatened in any way. And in fact, very few people understood why we were even there. So I think when you suffer American casualties in that kind of circumstance, it's much more understandable that people react with anger and demand that we withdraw the troops. But when I think you're in a war where, you know, the United States has been attacked, I don't think you will have quite so much trouble keeping popular support.
Mark Bowden, author of the book Black Hawk Down, about the Battle of Mogadishu. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.